subject of an academic cottage industry. But it's fair to say that we were in the right place at the right time. When we looked back over our shoulder, we discovered that there was a revolutionary movement behind us. Put simply, Change by Design sets out to make two points. First, design thinking expands the canvas for design to address the challenges facing business and society. It shows how a human-centered, creative problem-solving approach offers the promise of a new, more effective solution. Second, design thinking reaches beyond the hard skills of the professional trained designer and should be available to anyone who wishes to master its mindsets and methods. Our common interest, designers and design thinkers, lies in finding better answers to the challenges that confront us all. A decade after first sharing these ideas, I am more convinced than ever of their relevance to the contemporary world. Our journey at IDEO has continued to be one of constant discovery as we are challenged to tackle problems that are both broader and deeper than ever before. Since Change by Design was first published, we have been asked to apply design thinking to educational reform in Latin America, to departments of government in the United States, the Middle East, and Asia, to a succession of new social organizations providing services in Africa, India, and Southeast Asia, to startups worldwide employing the latest digital, robotic, and biological technologies. Even more remarkable, the cluster of approaches we call design thinking has been embraced by businesses, social organizations, and academic institutions in every part of the world. Hundreds of thousands of students have been introduced to its basic concepts through classes at business schools and engineering schools, or through online courses and freely available toolkits. These design thinking graduates are now practicing their skills at the level of inspiration, ideation, and implementation. Each of them is creating impact, large and small. The evidence of impact is indeed emerging. Some of the world's most influential technology companies, Apple, Alphabet, IBM, SAP, have moved design to the very heart of their operations. SAP has used design thinking to launch billion-dollar products in record time while funding design thinking education worldwide. IBM has integrated design thinking into its products and services and evolved the practice to focus on its enterprise customers, hiring hundreds of designers in the process. Designers are part of the founding teams of disruptive startups across Silicon Valley and around the world. Healthcare systems, financial services firms, and management consultancies are now regularly employing designers, while teachers are bringing design thinking to kindergarten classes, senior high school courses, and everything in between. The methods of the designer, as my friend Roger Martin has shown, have even been embraced by the military. Design thinking has truly come of age. And yet, we should not rush to congratulate ourselves, for we are still at the beginning, and we are rightly asked what it takes for design thinking to truly have significant impact. A first question we must ask relates to the topic of mastery. As you proceed through Change by Design, you will discover that design thinking includes a great many methods and skills, and as with any skill, there is a difference between the performance of a neophyte and that of a master with thousands of hours of practice. Similarly, rookie teams, even if they contain one or two masters, rarely outperform teams who have developed trust and understanding through previous projects. While technology can do much to accelerate learning and amplify impact, there is no real substitute for mastery. That mastery entails gaining what my colleagues Jane Fulton Suri and Michael Hendricks call design sensibilities. As they wrote in Rotman Management magazine, design sensibilities consist of the ability to tap into intuitive qualities such as delight, beauty, personal meaning, and cultural resonance. Being intuitive in the application of design leads to more relevant experiences that connect emotionally to people and gain greater loyalty from customers. Until we have trained a critical mass of design thinking masters, we will surely be falling short of what might be achieved by the application of design thinking to the world's most challenging problems. Hence, I would encourage you not to be satisfied